Guest on our program today, we are visiting with Andrea Elmquist, the current assistant city administrator and clerk, and thanks for coming back and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And as of next Monday, we'll be your Boone City administrator.
Yes.
So, went through the process. Interesting?
It was interesting. And
a lot of interviews.
Yes, 3 hours of interviews, three different panels mixed with citizens, council, and department heads.
Yeah. So a lot of different questions and inquiring about different things. Yeah.
And it was interesting. There were some similar questions on each panel, but they definitely did not cover all the same things.
Yeah. So separated up and stuff like that.
Yep.
Well, anyway, got through that. In the meantime, we still have regular things that need to get done, and we keep moving ahead. So last meeting, we did get the budget adopted, and but don't worry, folks, a budget amendment is coming.
Yes.
For the current fiscal year. But some do it differently. We'll might do a couple of different times a year, do budget amendments for Boone. You pretty well just kind of wait until, what, May? And then do a budget amendment to cover all the corrections and things that you've got.
Yeah, so legally you have to do a budget amendment anytime that you're going to go over a specific function. Mm-hmm. We really work hard on our budgets initially to make sure that we budget for everything that we can possibly think of, so that we try to reduce the number of budget amendments that we need. We can usually get clear to April 1st to start the process of the budget amendments to finalize the last few months of the year.
Okay, so anyway, got those coming, but that's another thing. The budget itself, we did had a written protest about it, raised some questions, and I know you provided answers for the council. Questions were raised on capital projects, and again, they were looking at, there's a lot of documentation when you look at it. I go through it and I look at it, but I can see which department it's for or what resources, funding resources you're using and things like that. But you do have, there are a number of capital projects coming up, and a lot of them are utility related, underground.
Yeah, we have the water and the wastewater plant. In 2023, we did a study on both plants to see what improvements needed to be done. And then in addition to that, we did a expansion study that also reflected the needs of things that had to be done, and then also what we needed to do to be able to provide water and sewer services for the next 25 years.
Mm-hmm. And again, that was all before Daisy even said, we would like to come to Boone.
Correct. That was before Daisy. Now, some of the things maybe had to be expanded based on their usage or their needs. But all the stuff had to be done at, you know, within a certain scope of things, even if they didn't come.
Yeah. I was going to say a perfect example would be the lift station out on Corporal Snedden Drive. We knew that was going to be done. That was a project you were looking at. It just so happened that since Daisy decided to come here, it has been reevaluated and will be upsized.
Yeah, correct. That lift station, I think, has been on our minds for at least the last seven to 10 years. I've heard about it.
It keeps coming up.
It does keep coming up. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, the difference is that this will be a little larger. We're going to need to put in a force main. And I do want to remind people that the usage of the Daisy needs, mm-hmm, for water and sewer will be able to provide the amount of money that we need to repay these bonds once they're up and running. So there may be a few years where, you know, our citizens may need to cover the cost or a portion of the cost. But really, by the time that those bonds come full force, Daisy should be up and running and help pay for those costs.
It's all about timing. Now, yes, this is where you get to do the balancing act going forward. And with working with your engineers and everything else.
Engineers, financial advisors, bonding attorneys. We have a whole group of people that are working on this.
So, and again, it's one of those things that what we know is going to happen, and we know you're going to get additional resources, but another one that'll be coming up, well, with the Clearwell part, that part we already are moving forward with, trying to get a grant for that. But we're going to get some new wells, actually, be looking at expanding the source that the city has for water.
Yeah. So what we're looking at is doing a Jordan Aquifer, two Jordan Aquifer wells, and that will hopefully help reduce nutrients by blending it with the water that we currently have.
So it's bigger out there all the time. How important working with U.S. Water is this? Because they bring in a lot of expertise on the operations out there.
Yeah, U.S. Water is great to work with. They definitely know, because they have plants all over the United States, they have expertise in all different types of plants and how to best bring those that knowledge that they have, and working with the engineers to make our plant the best that we can.
Let's talk about a few other things. I know that was on the budget side of it, and there are a lot of capital projects that are just going forward. We didn't even mention the extension of Hancock Drive, which it's a $4 million project, but about $3 million coming from the state.
Yeah.
You have to show that in your budget, don't you?
Correct. Both the revenue and the expenditures. We also have the repavement of First Street.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's another. Yes. That's one you've kind of saved for.
Yes. Yep. We'll also be using some state money there. That's STBG grant money, street grant money. It's more of an allocation that the state provides to cities so much per year based on population. And that does not need to be repaid either. So
you've worked through a lot of these in the past. I'm guessing you'll have the same philosophy going forward the council has had. We don't really want to bond if we don't have to, but there are certain times you do want to bond just to keep your credit rating up there. But right now on our street projects, we really haven't borrowed any money for any street projects. A lot of it is all taken care of through the money that comes in. You save it 1 year and then put it with the second year's source of funds. And then you can go ahead with the project. First Street is going to be the same kind of a thing. Like 11th Correct. Street was 2 years worth of savings.
Yep, yep. We do a little bit of combination there. We use a little road use money, about $225,000 per year. And then council has always allocated, at least for the last 10 years or so, $120,000 out of local option sales tax. That money gets put into a special account that we save up, and then hopefully be able to use that along with the state money to get a big project done.
So we know it was about $1 million for 11th Street.
Yes.
Are we expecting roughly the same for First?
Yep.
Or potentially more or less, depending on how competitive it is?
Yeah, having a city engineer helps reduce that cost a little bit, because we don't need to pay for the observation through a contract engineer. But yeah, it'll be around $1 million.
Another. And again, folks, not going to be bonded for. It's going to be saved money that we have in place. Some of the other things that came up at the meeting, and did want to ask about it, but the fuel presentation that Waylon Andrews had been working with FS on this, taking a look at what alternatives are available, because we know the current fuel system was put in back in the 90s. It's out of date, and the DNR says you need to get those tanks out of the ground. They were over 30 years in the ground. So they, first of all, made a grant available to help there with some of the cost. But what do you do to replace them? That's the big question. And most tanks now are going above ground, that sort of thing. But they started working with FS, or at least talking to them. They gave a great presentation. The council hasn't taken any action on it. But are we putting a plan together on how we're going to provide fueling for our trucks and things?
Yeah, so we looked at several different options, one even being that utilizing local fuel gas stations. The issue there was that some of our trucks are too big to get into those gas stations, specifically the fire trucks. The other option is replacing the underground tanks with new underground tanks, but our issue goes further than just replacing underground tanks. We also needed new card readers and pump stations. So this is a great alternative. We are continuing to look at the location of where this would go that best suits all of our departments and their vehicles on being able to refuel.
Okay, so see what decision or at least what recommendation comes from staff as we go to the council.
Yes.
Nope.
And this is a part of our budget for next year.
So it's already being planned. So what kind of thoughts did you have when Alliant came in and said, oh, by the way?
Yeah, we met with them a few weeks prior, and this was brought to our attention. The Alliant Energy, Mason was great to work with and his team to go back and research why the big jump in what happened between 2013, I believe it was, or 17, and now. And they were able to pinpoint exactly what month that had happened to provide comfort to me and my staff that this wasn't something that they just put a number to.
Did we make a mistake somewhere?
No. Yeah.
And they said, no, we made a mistake.
Correct. And I'm glad that they're not going back to fix those corrections, and we're just going to move forward. And luckily, we never reduced that line item. We used it in other ways over the years. So it's not a budget amendment or something that we have to reallocate funds for. It is going to make Public Works tighten their budget a little bit more.
A little bit. But because they've had that little extra to play with. Pretty substantial when you take each year and on the whole year. Again, that's when it gets to be that is a chunk of money.
It is. I believe it's around $60,000 a year.
So anyway, we'll go back to paying the regular bill. And Alliant got it fixed. And you still continue to work with them on a lot of other things too.
So yes, Alliant.
They have to do their audit every once in a while.
Yep.
Well, we did have Brenda Dreyer on hand. She made a presentation on the first quarter activity that was going on. We've had a lot of different things happening. She did provide the update on DAISY. And, of course, the big question a lot of people go, well, when are they starting? What's happening? They're moving actually faster than we originally had thought.
Yeah, on certain things in regards to the hiring of personnel, the engineers and things like that, they have already started that process. The project has been delayed as far as opening goes to August of 2028, and we are working on a few things with the FAA currently.
So, we got to work with, that's right, it's the end of the airport there.
So yes.
Got to get that taken care of. Working through that. In the meantime, they are planning to do some groundbreaking. They want to start moving some soil out there. So
yeah, 2 to 3 weeks is what they were thinking. As of just a couple of days ago, we do have a groundbreaking scheduled for May 20th.
Okay.
So we're hoping that there's some equipment out there by then.
DAISY will show up for them. How much, and again, we talked about capital projects, you're going from this current fiscal year, when you did have a number of capital projects, the infrastructure part, water and sewer and that, the new year has even more in there, the new fiscal year, but it also has the road, the Hancock Drive extension, things like that, and I mean, it's going to be pretty busy out there.
It is going to be busy, with then we got the roundabout that will start in January of 2027 also on Sneddon and Highway 30. And you got the Hancock Drive, and that will definitely change the traffic out there on Sneddon, Sneddon Drive with street light and turning lanes and things like that.
So people, things are coming. It'll happen.
Yeah.
Keep working at it and get there. Some of the other things from your meeting, we did get actually had a couple more applications on the housing side. Prairie Place, Huntsucker's down there. They are looking to move ahead with their second phase. And we know Capstone is ready to start putting in the application and doing their planning work and move forward on Lincoln Flats.
Yes, and both are 24 units, and we actually have another one coming on the next council agenda for Elite Construction.
Okay,
so
they're going to have some more work that they're going to be doing.
Yes.
Which is okay. We like those, too. Plus all the others that you already have going out there. So
yeah, we got Kading Properties, which is 128 units, and then Oak Park, that is the single family unit area right across the street from Kading Properties.
Now, I know some people were wondering, okay, so Capstone, they don't pay property tax because of their being a 501c3 or whatever they are, nonprofit. However, they do have an agreement with the city for paying so much per unit per year.
They're willing to pay, I believe it's $28,000 per year.
On the page one.
Yep. And, to just basically in lieu of taxes,
sure,
is how it's worded. Okay. So
got those agreements in place. So bottom line is actually the city will receive pretty well. It's for water, sewer, whatever, snow removal and the whole bit, whatever they do.
Yep, services.
So services, city services. And they'll do the same with the Lincoln Flats.
Yep.
Keep it up with everything. All right. What other fun things came up? I do know that we still have other things that are going to be looking at here. WHKS working with Public Works. I&I project, that's going to continue to move forward. And that is going to be what? More of the southeast part of town.
Yes. Story Street, South Jackson.
In that particular area.
Yep.
We'll get the map up on that.
Yeah.
Let them look at it.
There you go.
It is something, though, that we keep looking at because I know Wayland does a good job of keeping track of what we're seeing for inflow and infiltration down there. And we have seen improvements by doing this. I know some people say, well, I call it sump pump inspection, but, you know, that's an easy way to refer to it.
But, yes. We just met with the wastewater plant, and he commented that he hasn't seen spikes like he normally used to. So it is working.
Not that we still can't get them. But
right. Yep. Agree.
What other things notable that came up for you at the last council meeting? I think, or what are we looking at the next one in May, May 5th, outside of your contract? There's going to be some other things that'll be coming up for the council to look at, I'm sure. I don't know what's all on the agenda at this time, but do we have some, let's see, we've already done the application for the Community Development Block Grant, so that's already moving forward. Do we have some other things, or most regular routine business? I don't recall too many public hearings coming up.
We're setting the public hearing for the budget amendment. We're going to set a public hearing for a sale of a vacant lot.
Okay.
One of our programs is a demolition program to get rid of blighted properties in Boone. And if the city takes ownership, we try to sell those lots, mm-hmm, with the goal that a home or structure gets built on that lot. So 721 Lynn Street is one of those.
Okay.
That they're going to set a hearing to start taking bids on that.
Which is a change that you and Rick Montague had worked out for.
Correct. We want to make this more transparent, so we will have a web page on our website that will list out any vacant lots available at any given time. And we'll also post that on Facebook so that it's more open to anybody.
Okay. And then people would have an opportunity to bid on it. And it'd be, anybody could bid.
Anybody can bid on these.
Yeah. It was usually if you had a developer, somebody that wanted to, we want to build a house, we'd like to do it on this lot. They would come in and say, we'd like to buy this lot from them.
Yeah, and we still have guidelines in that we don't want it to just be an empty lot. We do want it to be built on. And so part of the bidding process is that you do need to specify what you're going to build on there, the time frame of what you're going to build it in, and the amount of money that you're willing to pay for that lot.
So, again, those are things that we're working on. Still have more to go. So they'll be coming up.
Yep.
Among the other things at the May meeting. So we'll have that happening too. Coming up, let's see, public safety. They've already postponed their meeting from today, so they won't be coming up again. Let's see, we're going to have a night on the green coming up.
Yes, May 2nd.
Cinco de Mayo.
I hear that it's a theme with margaritas too. So
we're going to be blocking off Story Street, folks, and 8th Street. So pay attention. Well, it'll be pretty easy to tell because we're going to have a couple carnival rides in there too. Bring the kids. Have a good time.
Yes.
And if Mother Nature cooperates, we're going to have a really great first Friday.
It should be a lot of
night
fun.
Night on the green. Andrea Almquist, our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.